From Columbia, South Carolina, it's time for the Don't Bet On It podcast. Welcome to Don't Bet On It. We are back with another thrilling week of sports gambling ahead, which will cover college football week 12 and NFL week 11. We've also got some fun segments planned for the show today. But first, we got a little housekeeping, guys. Hopefully everybody caught our debut episode last week and subscribed and gave us a five-star review. Of course, five-star review.
Five stars.
Did everybody do
Tried to do stars? A 10-star, but yeah. It wouldn't let me.
Also followed along with our picks analysis. We've got the results of the picks. Let's see what we got. Who's going to do it?
Drum roll.
Brett, you want to hit the percentages? Who we got?
Well, we started off the week. Adam, we just did an alphabetical order. And Adam went 5-6 with one push at 45%. So not ideal.
Again, don't bet on it.
And we're gonna do percentages on this podcast. So obviously the higher your percentage, the better you're picking.
He's good at math.
Yep, there you go.
All right, I come up next, Brett. 7-5, 58%. Shocker, right? And then Clayton with his guest hockey pick
on speaker
comes out 1-0.
Wow, Clayton in person today.
Batting 1,000.
He is here with us today.
Glad to be here.
Hopefully he can improve upon that, but let's let's hope he
we're real
all
good
downhill from
real
here,
good at math.
One win, zero losses, not
it's
bad.
All downhill.
Got a little squeak lunch. He went 6-5 with one push at 55%.
Not bad.
Sterling, 7-5, 58, tied with me. And
basically
then,
60%.
Well, and then Travis, I mean, who really cares what Travis picks? Anyway, he's here today.
Yeah, so let's do an intro. How about Travis, first time on the podcast, also known as Clay Travis, except he's not a douchebag like Clay Travis.
Oh, harsh.
Was that too much?
Clay I loved
Travis,
it personally.
Clay Travis?
I'm not a fan.
Clay Travis is
you know he's a lawyer. He might come with a lawsuit for that.
Defamation of character. I mean, he's also a media personality, so I'm just it's a joke. It's a parody.
Oh. Just glad to be here, Adam. I think this is going to be a real frat episode.
Now that you're here.
And the frat counter's up to one.
It's frat. Travis, a big frat guy.
We need a bell each time he says frat.
Wow. If this is your first time with us, we're going to discuss and make some picks for a handful of college and NFL games. Also on the episode today, get excited. We've got our now second time doing it segment called Can't Hide It.
Cannot hide
on
it.
On the second episode.
So rich.
We've also got a brand new segment called Crickets. We'll see how that goes.
Basically, a lot of Adam's picks.
We'll see. Why? I'm only at 45%.
That means you're poor.
For now. Numbers don't lie there.
So we'll get into what Crickets is and also Can't Hide It if you're a first-time listener later in the podcast. We'll dive into all that. But right now, we're going to get into some college football leading off. What do we got? Number 13, Syracuse at number 3, Notre Dame. This game at Yankee Stadium. Is Yankee Stadium set up to where they don't have to go across the infield?
No, they use the outfield.
So it's going to be all grass.
It's pretty much right
field, big positive.
Right field line to left field line.
Notre Dame is a -9 over-under set at 62.5.
Interrupt real fast, Brett, before you get started. What is it with, I don't know, whenever they do the baseball stadium games, I just
hate
it's always
it.
Always Oakland. Seem,
I hate it.
Does not seem real. And with you, like you asked about if it's going to go through the infield, guys slide into second base, but they're playing football. Anyways,
the field just looks super narrow.
It just looks, anyway.
I would be pissed if I played for the Raiders and I had to
I was
play
about
on a baseball
talk to the
field.
Raiders about
do that every time.
I mean, you know, the shit's tore up. The Yankees just got finished a month ago. Yep. NYCFC played a playoff game there last week.
They play there?
And now they have a football game the next week.
Wow.
Just thanks. Chewing it up.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyways, hate games at baseball stadiums, including baseball.
Who do we got on Notre
including
Dame?
Baseball.
All right, Notre Dame. They're strong this year, I guess.
In the playoff hunt.
They haven't been exposed quite yet. Syracuse hasn't either, but it's only a matter of time for both of them, I believe. Notre Dame quarterback, a little banged up. Apparently, he's got an upper body.
Wimbush?
As my boy Clay Vegas says. hockey term there.
Ian Book.
Upper body.
Something's going on with his rib area, whether it's broken, bruised. We're not real sure. But they have a solid backup. I think they're not going to have any trouble with Syracuse this game. And I'm going to go ahead and take Notre Dame.
I'm going to jump in real quick just because I am on the other side of the spectrum than that analysis, Brett. I hate to tell you. And this is coming from the guy who's the worst picker on the podcast currently.
Fact. Well, that's good news for me then.
Dino Babers, I think, is in line for a big-time job. The guy's offense is absolutely electric. I think Notre Dame is primed to shit the bed. If they get into the playoff, it's going to be a boring-ass game, and they're going to get smoked like they always do.
I
hate the fact that they get to skim by with their ACC schedule, basically.
They play five ACC games.
It's not even an ACC schedule.
Plus, throw in USC, who's trash this year.
Yep.
Give me 9 points in Syracuse all day, and I think that
money line here comes.
I think Syracuse might win.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me throw a quick one out there for you, because I know you're a big weather guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Syracuse plays in a dome, obviously.
They do.
They got to go outside. Uh-oh. It's a little chilly up there this weekend. Uh-oh. So, you know.
We'll see. Those guys up there in Rochester will
be. I'm taking the under, as you just said. I think neither team having a home field advantage, I'm taking the under on that one. So.
All right. Under going.
Yeah. Clayton here. Eric Dungy, the Syracuse quarterback, is a dual threat guy, run pass. Notre Dame doesn't show me anything crazy. I'm taking Syracuse plus 9.
I think there's going to be a lot of running in this game, and Mo Neal Jr., junior running back.
Okay.
He had 159 yards last week.
Okay.
Of course, that was against Louisville, who just fired their coach.
Yeah. Best 2-6 team in the country, according to Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah. I don't know how Syracuse is ranked 13th, but they're going to show that they're 13th this week.
Wow.
And they're going to cover.
I'm not sure
that I'm picking the money line like you, Adam, but I'm taking.
Just because I said money line, does that count as two?
No, two picks? No.
I mean, that'd be two
losses. You chose no Syracuse to cover.
Okay. I'm good with that. Next on the docket, Missouri at Tennessee, an SEC matchup. SEC East matchup. We got Tennessee at plus 6, over under set at 55.5, 330 CBS. This is the CBS game of the week.
This is the CBS game.
I saw that on the commercial this week, and I was like, this is the best we got to choose from?
This is basically the game where they just decide which mediocre bowl you're going to. It's 6-4 Missouri at 5-5 Tennessee at Rocky Top. Tennessee 6-point underdog at home. I'm taking Missouri to cover. I'm just a fan of Drew Locke. I think he's probably the second quarterback off the board in the April draft. Although Tennessee is coming off a big upset win against Kentucky last week, 24-7. I just think Drew Locke, and I think that Missouri offense is too good. And I think Tennessee goes sub 500 after this game. So give me Missouri to cover the 6 points.
I like that. I'm going to go again against the grain. Sadly, I guess the top pick here.
45%.
Yeah, well, Tennessee plus 6 is a feast for my eyes right now. I think Tennessee is going to bust out a couple more wins here before the end of the year. I think Missouri is pedestrian at best. They put together a good game in here every now and again, but I'm going to take Tennessee plus 6 for sure on this one.
This has a feeling of a game that Tennessee will circle the wagons for, and I really just – It's 5-5. Tennessee's 5-5. Can anybody even believe that?
No. Not after we dismantled them.
6 points is a lot of points at home. CBS 330.
Yep.
I'm taking Tennessee.
Wow.
Neyland's worth 7 points.
A lot
points,
of Rocky
right?
Top
Neyland
being
worth
played
7 points. Yeah. I think it's worth 7 points.
I think last week was almost Tennessee's, I won't say Super Bowl, but they played a team that was ranked and wanted to kind of knock them down. They're not playing another great game like they did last week. Drew Locke, too good for them. I'm taking Missouri.
My man.
I'm a ride with Clay here and Stir. Tennessee's just not very good. They're getting recruits in, but it's going to take a few years. And Missouri, it's going to be a shootout, I think. So I wouldn't hate the over here, but I am going to go ahead and take Mizzou.
On the record.
All right, moving on to the next game. We got Duke Blue Devils, the Duke Blue Devils at number 2. our hated rival, Clemson Tigers.
Another four touchdown.
Another.
Jesus Christ.
Another conference matchup. Minus 28, Clemson over under set at 57
against
and a half.
The 7-3 team. Four touchdown favorite.
So
incredible.
We'll see if David Cutcliffe's offense can do anything against the Tigers. What do we got here, guys?
I'm going straight over just because I will never pick Clemson on anything. But give me the over-under set at 57.5. Hell, Clemson might get that by themselves at home. So, give me the over, and it's a pretty easy pick for me.
I'm going to have to agree with Sterling. I think that minus 28, unfortunately, in this game is not enough at home. If it was in Durham, I might think differently. But I'm going to easily take Clemson and the minus 28. I probably should have saved that for can't hide it later, but, you know, we'll just roll with that.
Clay? Never in my life will I ever pick Clemson in any sport. Badminton, chess, checkers. One quick stat. Duke is averaging 31 points a game. Not bad.
Wow.
Duke can score
17,
18, 20. Give me Duke plus 28.
Wow.
I would love that to happen.
Blue Devils.
Going against the grain here, Adam. A lot of points on both sides has been the trend.
He's
Duke,
going
you
under
said, with 31.
I'm
taking the under here. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Probably Clemson will win, but I believe it's going to be a low-scoring. I'm taking the under.
Clemson saving their bullets for the vaunted ACC championship game?
No, they're saving it for us, man. The Gamecocks next weekend.
I don't hate the under, Trev. I really don't. But 57 points, I mean, it's not that crazy.
They scored 77 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but who they play? Louisville.
Like, we're talking about Duke here.
I mean, Duke's way better than Louisville, but
for sure.
Not that much. I'm still going to take the over. I think Clemson's going to win probably about 45-24. So I'm going over.
No balloons is a big problem in Tiger Town.
They still rush the field, though.
They still, every game.
It's not rushing the field, Sterling. It's celebrating with their players.
Exactly, yeah.
It's tradition.
Get a hobby.
It's tradition.
All right, over to the Big 12. One of the best matchups of the weekend, I think. West Virginia at Oklahoma State at Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater. Always a tough place to play.
Sure.
Mainly at night.
Man of the mullet.
We've got a 3:30 kickoff, 2:30 Central, I believe.
That's right.
Two of the most charismatic coaches in the country, and Dana Holgorsen and Mike Gundy.
A lot of great hair going on in that matchup.
I mean, absolutely unreal.
How about that call at Texas going for two to win
stones.
The game?
Yeah. Stones. Big stones.
Career with the quarterback sneak. It was wild.
That might be the moment of the year so far in college football.
Yep. When he hated to see it happen to Tom Herman. You just hated to see it.
Tom Herman's an app.
Herman.
We'll get to that.
Herman.
We got Texas in a minute. Holgorsen, for anybody that didn't know, listening, is a former Gundy assistant. And he's bringing what I think is maybe the best QB in the country to Stillwater. Will Greer is a solid guy. He's playing really well. And they've still got an outside shot of making the playoff, West Virginia. So they've got a lot to play for, in my opinion.
8-1 in a Big 12 championship game to come.
Yeah,
Oklahoma.
Yeah. OK State has proven they can score, but they haven't stopped anyone. They've also lost four of their last five, which I did not know. That's Oklahoma State's apparently struggling a little bit.
Oklahoma State getting 5.5 over under set at 71. That's a shit ton of points.
Yep. The game's at 3:30, lessens the home field advantage. And like I said, I think West Virginia is a solid team with Greer and the offense that Holgorsen puts in. I think they get it done in cover in Stillwater. I think it's close, maybe 10 points, but I think West Virginia will definitely cover.
I'm going to make this a quick one. I'm going West Virginia and Greer, just gunslinging. Over at 71, I still think is in play, but give me West Virginia to cover.
It's kind of shocking to see Oklahoma State's record at 5-5. Seems like they're a lot better team than that. West Virginia minus 5.5 for me.
Oklahoma State has some great players. They're just so fun to watch. We have Tillon Wallace. We have Dylan Stoner. Just had such a good time watching that game last week. But I just can't see West Virginia losing this game. And I think they're going to win, I'll say 15 points.
That'll do the cover.
I'm going to keep this short as well. West Virginia goes in there and just cleans house. When you think about Big 12, you don't think defense. West Virginia plays a little bit of defense, which is...
I can agree with that.
Out of the whole league, they're the only ones holding people to, you know, reasonable points. So, I got West Virginia. Probably going to be the under two, but I think West Virginia wins going away.
All right, all right. A little West Virginia love there. Blacksburg, stay strong. Don't burn any couches after you whoop the Cowboys' ass. So, Oklahoma State Cowboys. I got that.
They
right,
are
right?
The Cowboys.
No, yep, yeah, Cowboys. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right. Next next game we got here, Cincinnati at number 12. Defending national champion.
Faux.
Number 12.
Faux national champion.
UCF. UCF is a -7.5. You think the national champion would have a bigger spread against Cincinnati.
At home, you would.
You would think. Over-under set at 59.5. They got the 8 o'clock ABC slot, so this is a pretty big deal. And this is college game day, if I
correct.
You remember, so
yep, yeah. This is Clayton. This is my game of the week. Central Florida playing for somewhat of hopes to make it to the playoffs. I lean towards being feel a little bit sorry for them because I feel like they're a really good team.
Play somebody then.
They're not in a great conference, but I mean, I guess they have to join a conference one day. I don't know who it's going to be. Yeah. I guess it could be the ACC, Florida. I don't know. The Big East isn't around anymore.
They could probably win the ACC.
Big 12 seems to be snatching some schools from
a long way from the Big 12.
Yeah, but they got to do something like Sterling said because they're, you know, the conference that they're in just doesn't lend them to be able to make it to the playoffs, which because I think they're a really good team. Now back at the game, Cincinnati, a sneaky 9-1 team. Their only loss is to Temple. It was at Temple. I think it was on a Thursday night. But I'm taking Central Florida -7.5. If they want any chance to make it to the playoff, they obviously can't lose any game. They have to win in style and show as much style points as they can to the committee if there is chaos in the top. So I'm taking Central Florida -7.5. Yeah.
So this stir here, I'm going to jump in. I'm taking Cincinnati. I've watched the past couple weeks UCF games, and they've kind of struggled and come from behind to win. But they were nail biters there. So I'm taking Cincinnati. I still think UCF wins, but maybe by just a field goal. So give me Cincinnati.
I think Clayton's right. UCF,
that's a first,
has their back against the wall with this undefeated streak they have going. I mean they've got to blow people out for anybody to even care at all. And I think they'll cover that 7.5, no sweat.
No defense in this game at all. These teams combine for over 1,000 yards a game. I think we're going to see that this week.
Holy shit.
I've got the over. I'm going to hammer the over.
That's a lot of yards. Are you sure?
And a half. Yeah.
He said it. He's sure.
Fact.
We'll get somebody to fact check us later.
I really hate to see UCF win ever. Mm-hmm. And when we went down there and beat them the year, what did they lose?
That was the board.
That was Bortles.
Sure.
Blake Bortles was there.
That was a bowl game.
Mike Davis was there.
No, that
for
wasn't
us.
A bowl game.
And
no, that was regular season.
Yeah,
that
regular
was
regular season. Yeah.
They had us on the ropes for a while.
They had a good record that year. They were 9-1.
I think that was the only loss they had.
By we, he means South Carolina Gamecocks.
Right. Sure. So I'm just going to stay with UCF until they lose and tell me otherwise.
Right.
I'm just going to ride that train.
You almost have to.
I hope they lose every game, though, for the record.
I'm sick of hearing the national championship.
I mean, you know they got rings and banners and everything, and it's on their stadium. I'm just making sure everyone knows that.
I hate it.
To that extent.
Just let them play. They don't even have to play Alabama. Let them play anybody in the top 10, and they just get.
The worst part about it is their fans. Yeah. They think they're high and mighty.
Yeah.
It's
winner denial. It's not even loser denial. It's winner denial.
Exactly.
Let's get to a game that has
hashtag storyline.
A little bit of a controversy in the past couple of days.
Yikes.
Number 22, Iowa State at number 19, Texas. Texas is a -3 over under set at 50.5. What are we thinking here, guys?
That seems low. I'm thinking Tom Herman may be a little distracted this week in preparation as Zach Smith has come out on Twitter and basically hammered him, basically turned him into an true Hollywood story. I still think Texas cover the 3 points, but I think that the over-under is the better play at 50.5. So give me the over on this game. Iowa State can score. I think Texas will score. I think they'll trade blows, and I think Texas probably squeaks it out, but I don't feel comfortable enough with that. So give me the over.
Yeah, I think Texas. I guess, I mean, even though they're the favorite, Iowa State tends to beat teams better than them, actually a lot. I think they've handed West Virginia their only L.
And Oklahoma State.
And Oklahoma State. So I think Iowa State, even though they're on the road, they tend to play better at home, I mean, as most teams do. But Iowa State is sneaky, one of the best home field advantages in the country. But I think they're going to beat Texas. Tom Herman is worried about going to the massage parlor and getting...
rubbing tugs.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of a problem down there, apparently. And I don't think that stuff's going to not affect the game in some way. So I think Iowa State gets it done.
Probably sleeping on the couch.
Game is at Texas. You said something about Iowa State's home field advantage.
I said, yeah, even though they're on the road, I think they'll still cover it.
I apologize. Just making sure we're all straight.
Sure.
I'm going to just go here, too, real quick, because I'm going to go off with Adam. I was reading the records. Iowa State's 5-for-5 in their last five with wins against West Virginia and Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. Adam said it perfectly. They just seem to show up for the big games.
Good coaching.
Great coaching. And last week, I heard you guys talking about Shane Buchel, the starting quarterback for Texas.
Bobby Boucher.
That was me. That was me.
Certainly not the quarterback, but I'm just kidding. I was listening to the pod, and you guys made the correction. But Iowa State, for me, +3.
Mm. Well, David Montgomery, star running back for Iowa State, suspended for the first half of this game. Did you see this? He was retaliating to a Baylor player throwing a punch around a referee. We'll have to put that on our pod, our Twitter account. Wow. Don't bet on it.
Check that. Don't bet on it, pod. You will see that gif later.
Let's do it.
Anyway, anytime Texas has a distraction, they seem to just pull out a victory. I've got Texas in the points.
Mm. Herman's okay. Really rallying the troops. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
He is. I know Trev likes to do the whole name dropping thing, but let me tell you something.
Brett likes numbers.
I love numbers.
And kickers.
I love kickers, and they got a doozy for a kicker. Texas,
kicker alert. Kicker
Cam
alert.
Dicker the kicker. It's his name. All right.
Cam Dicker.
Cam Dicker's the kicker. Lord.
You cannot write.
You can't teach it. He's 6-for-7 inside 40. He's going to hammer home at least 4 field goals, and they're going to pull it out by 5 points. Texas.
Wow. 5 points.
That was specific.
A call from beyond the 3-point line.
Get a nice dickering.
I mean, if you don't have a kicker named Dicker, then what are you doing?
Yeah. All right. So that's the end of our college slate for today's show. Not a ton of meat to pick from, but I think we got the good ones.
Not to belabor the point, but it's always like the week before the rivalry games is almost a second bye week.
Yep. It
is. Alabama Citadel. We're playing South Carolina playing Chattanooga. I know we're not playing for anything major, but it seems like it's a sec. Auburn plays Liberty before the Iron Bowl.
Right when the SEC gets cooking, then you got to play all these schools.
These are when you pay $1 million for the win. Yeah. That's what these do. Big boys pay $1 million for the win.
I mean, Tua Tagovailoa is going to be in a bubble wrap the whole game.
Saban said he's playing him.
He's going to play him.
He starts, but
Jalen Hurts. Hey, Jalen, roll out there, buddy. Take some sacks for us. We really don't need you.
They're not sacking him.
Hey, the Bulldogs come to play. I don't know if you remember a couple years ago.
I'm not going to bring it up. When Wofford was winning the SoCon, is that what you're saying?
We're not getting into Citadel.
What's the guy? Steve Avery, the best football coach, and what's the guy? Oh, that's the guy from Making a Murderer.
Steve Avery is not.
He plays for the Braves.
It's a different podcast.
Yeah. What's the legend that Wofford? No one of us.
Sterling
Dyes. No one knows who
Ears is. I thought it was Sterling Dyes.
Wofford alum knows their longtime coach that nobody cares about.
1-for-1 in the Blowfish games too.
DJ, spin that shit.
All right, we'll be back in just a second with, you know what you want, some footy talk.
And some can't hide it.
Oh, boy.
If you're looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Meeting Street Motors. With over 38 years in the car business at the same location, Meeting Street Motors is your West Columbia used car choice. Currently on our lot is an extra nice 1999 Cadillac DeVille sedan, fully loaded and low mileage. Proudly made in the USA, priced at $59.95, with a friendly staff and a great variety of vehicles, come on down and see Sunny. Save money.
And we are back with our second segment of the show, what we've done in our one episode history. We kick off the second episode with some across the pond footy talk. because we're all kind of sort of soccer fans. I mean, Brett actually has on a Chelsea jersey right now.
And pants.
Like, oh,
full kit wanker.
Oh, yes, holy yeah. Lord.
And let me just tell you real fast, these pants, they ain't loose-fitting pants.
We got Bulge City going on
Snug.
Right now.
Snug.
I can see why he's got a nice-looking wife.
Stir's got some info for us and a hot matchup. What do we got, Stir?
Well, this footy week is international break. Kind of a doozy after coming off of the World Cup. Really kind of over the international games. But there is no Premier League action. There is no Big Five action. There is no MLS. They're in playoffs as well. So we get what we take at this point. We do have a USA at England at Wembley Thursday at 3 p.m. Intriguing matchup for several reasons. As we're in the United States of America, we kind of want to see what they can do since they missed that World Cup. England basically given a testimonial for the Wayne Rooney Foundation. I'm not sure how Gareth Southgate, the manager, feels about that since he says he hasn't spoken to Rooney about how much he'll play, which is intriguing.
So does Rooney expect to actually get a lot of burn here?
So Southgate said this week that he's not going to start. So to me, and he's not playing in the friendly next week. So the only chance is coming on as a sub, which they get six subs as a friendly. So I think he'll play. I don't know how long of the run out he'll get.
This is an Elite Eight World Cup England team.
This is a
right?
good team. I mean, this is at Wembley, so this is their home field.
Wayne Rooney is on the national team.
Wayne Rooney was called up. He's been playing really well for DC United, scoring lots of goals, led them to the playoffs.
I think it's a pity. What was it called?
It's a testimonial type thing. It is for a foundation. Wayne Rooney is a legend. I do think he'll get some run out. It would be nice to see him score a goal. However, I'd like to see the USA win. Side note, Jonathan Klinsmann, son of Jurgen Klinsmann, previous manager, goalkeeper, was called up playing in the Bundesliga right now for Hertha Berlin. So that's a little side note.
Bless
there.
You.
Klinsmann's son is on the U.S. national team. However, we'll get a look at Pulisic, who was not in the last U.S. call-up due to injury. I think the USA will have a good showing because I don't think England will play all their dudes, if you will. But again, it's a friendly, it's an international break. It's kind of a snooze fest, but there will be lots of games. Give me England at home, I guess.
Folks, that is...
This is tough for Sterling. Yeah,
Jesus.
As a 50-50...
I was gonna say, aren't you 50-50?
As a 50-50 guy, the easy thing would be to call the draw. I would like to see Wayne Rooney go out with a bang, I'd like to see England.
Euro trash strikes
again. We also touched on this last time. Sterling was born in Atlanta, Georgia.
Daddy was born in Whitney, England.
Whitney, England?
Whitney, it's about an hour outside of London near Oxford University.
Not a big deal.
The more you know.
For you geographic fans.
Kind of a big deal.
I'm
going to take England too, not knowing anything. Your analysis was...
I thought it was pretty good.
Unbelievable.
I thought it was good, but
I don't know if you're going to get that kind of footy analysis on a non-footy
not
podcast.
In America. Not in America, you won't.
Possibly, but England will win for the sheer fact that the USA is absolute trash.
There he goes. He's going in again.
Team USA is a complete shit.
I can't wait to explain this bet to our listeners.
I'm not sure if it's good or a bad thing. I can name more players on the England team than I can the USA
Can we go into
team.
The bet for a minute? Do we have time for that? Let's get into this real bet quick. That Adam has laid out for me and Brett. Adam bet Brett and I that the U.S., if the U.S. does not make it to the knockout round in the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, which is in like November since it's so hot there,
correct?
That we owe him $500 each.
Each.
However, if they do...
$600 if they don't even get in the tournament
If they don't make the tournament at all, which to me won't happen again, but nevertheless... $500 goes to Adam from Brett and I. So that's a cool G. However, if they do qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, Adam will fly Brett and Stir first class,
allegedly,
to the 2026 World Cup in the United States of America.
You can't just say first class on a recording and it become true. I just said
that was not part of the bet. My fault.
That wasn't part of it, but hey, I'll take it.
I mean, a flight being paid for.
Stir, all we got to do is pay for the upgrade. We'll be in first class. Adam will be riding in the back.
Inside the country to one location of a group stage and buy you tickets.
Plus tickets.
To one game of the group stage.
Correct.
It's probably going to be more than $1,000.
I don't think I've ever staked my claim here. I'm very comfortable in your bet, Adam, here. I honestly,
So here's why I feel comfortable. I believe that the 2022 World Cup is going to expand to 48 teams.
Oh,
so whoa. I think it's going to be a little more
don't
watered.
Throw more info at me.
I think it's going to be a little more watered down, and I think that we do make it to the knockout stage. So
doesn't matter.
I can't wait for that flight.
I just think we got a lot of young talent.
We do.
Like you said, Klinsmann's son coming up, play goalie. We need a goalie bad.
I think
got a bunch of old men.
Stefan is the dude who
he
who,
is,
but he
is.
Got hurt, so he had to drop out. And Darlington Nagby got hurt for the Atlanta game during that playoff game. Hashtag Atlanta United has advanced to face the Red Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's Thanksgiving weekend. However, with Weah, Pulisic, and Nagby, Stefan, guys like that, that's your backbone basically through the middle. I feel pretty comfortable saying that we will at least make the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see about the knockout stages.
We got to make the knockout stage.
We'll get
out of the knockout stage. Let's get a couple picks on this USA-England game. What do you think?
I know more players on the England team than I do the USA team. I don't know if that's good or bad, I guess, because I follow Premier League, so I know more. Jordan Pickford probably be in goal, I would assume.
He would.
Best goalkeeper probably in the world.
Pardon?
So England probably, I don't know, 4-0 probably.
Wrong.
Wayne Rooney, that's the guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Who's that?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
I'm glad
same hairline.
Okay, I'm glad he's in soccer now. I don't know. Who's in the goal for America? Is it
Brad?
Brad Gazan?
Brad is headed that way to London. He was in the playoff match on Sunday evening, so he was not in training camp, but he is on the way to London as we speak.
I mean, yes. Gamecock in the goal in a friendly. Mm-hmm. There's no way that USA will lose. That's it. I mean, I'm picking USA.
Gamecocks.
Wish Tim Howard were still there.
If there's a Gamecock in goal, 100% loss for USA because Guzan is trash.
It is bad.
I'm taking England 2-1. It's, you know, they're not going to play very hard, either one of them.
Till Rooney comes on and bags a brace in 10 minutes.
He won't. I'll bet you side bet.
Oh, boy.
Let's go $10. Rooney does not score.
Ooh, that's on record. I'm saying a late penalty and they let him take it and Rooney does score.
Ooh, that's
$10.
Tricky.
Y'all heard
that's
it.
That's tricky.
Moving on from footy, we've got a brand new segment to debut tonight. Woo! on our second episode. So pretty much everything we do is going to be a debut. We're going to call this one Crickets. So what we're going to do is we're going to take something from the previous episode and we're going to throw some crickets on it. Basically, it means what the hell were you thinking? What did you pick?
Super embarrassed.
If you remember last episode, we had a Browns matchup, Cleveland Browns matchup. We all said it was a trap. We admitted it was a trap on the podcast, but every single one of us took the bait and fell for the trap. Brett is the only one on the podcast, and Brett is biting his microphone to talk right now. Brett is the only one on the podcast that took the Browns, took the money line, and what do you know? The Browns
blew them out,
and
played well. Doing
Baker
it
did. Too. Baker did his thing.
Yeah. I tried to tell
here he
you
goes.
Guys.
You
said I tried.
You
I
said,
tried.
You said it, Brett.
Not only did I call the cover of the spread, but I also called the money line.
Who knew Nick Chubb would be
Brett,
that good?
In honor of your service and your pick,
let's go.
Here are some crickets.
Hey,
congratulations to Brett.
I'll take them.
I can't wait to not be the cricket guy.
Moving on to the second iteration of Can't Hide It. Last week, if you remember Can't Hide It, we had a phone call from Clay Vegas via speakerphone pressed up against a microphone. We've got Clay in person hopefully every week. We'll see.
Hey there, sports fans.
We'll see.
There he is.
Clayton is back after a hot NHL pick last week. That was a W, and Clayton's got some more NHL for us. What do you got,
Clay? Is it a homer pick?
First of all, I'm glad to be here in person. Always appreciate hanging out with the boys and doing the podcast. My San Jose Sharks pulled the 3-1 win against the Flames. They did beat the LA Kings prior to that game on Friday night, 1-0.
Sorry, Brett.
Low scoring game.
Well, I also said on the podcast that we had beat them up for them. So, I mean,
if scoring zero goals is beating them up for us, then they beat them up for us.
Yikes.
So, okay, on to this week's pick. Okay, we've got a great game, the Montreal Canadiens at the Vancouver Canucks. I think this is
in Canada. What about it?
It is in Vancouver. It is for sure. Eh? This is Sterling's favorite part of the podcast. Where I tell you the names of some players for the teams, and they could be his insurance.
I'll be back in a few.
Could be, yeah. So we got.
whoa! What do you have against insurance sales?
Not a dang thing, but they can say it for sure. We got Jacob Markstrom. He plays goal for the Canucks. He's 7-3 on the year, which is really strong early on in the year. Elias Pettersson, he's got 10 goals already on the year. On to the Canadiens. They'll be traveling to Vancouver, like I say. Carey Price, the Hall of Famer Carey Price, he's getting kind of long on the tooth. He's 5-4 on the year. You know, not his normal. Max Domi's just doing everything that he can for the Canadiens. 9 goals. I don't think I heard any snoring whenever the something about Pulisic was talked about or anything like that.
This is true.
I'll finish here with no more interruptions. Max Domi doing everything he can for the Canadiens, but it's just not enough. Markstrom at
home. I love how you say Canadiens.
Canadiens.
I just love it. Name. I don't know. I just love it.
Canadiens.
Canadiens what?
Canadiens. Vancouver at home is going to be tough with Markstrom in goal. Pettersson just scoring goals left and right. Vancouver 4, Canadiens 2.
Is that Pettersson with a D? Pettersson?
Pettersson with 2 T's and a T at the end.
I would have without a doubt Pettersson? Said Peterson.
Pettersson.
So we, hockey guy knows how to say knows how to say the name.
I won't mention any podcast, but I do listen to maybe a certain podcast that went over that extensively.
Oh, wow.
Pettersson.
Pettersson. All right. That's thanks. NHL. And if you did not think that NHL was a can't hide it pick, you got money to blow. And if you got money to blow on NHL, you've definitely got some money to blow on some NASCAR.
Yeah, Bo.
We got our resident NASCAR expert in house tonight, Clay Trevis. Trevis, what are we thinking here?
Yeah, I feel so glad to be here. First off, shout out to the passing of David Pearson, a South Carolina native, 105 career wins. Second all-time in NASCAR history behind Richard Petty.
Oh, wow.
Spartanburg native. Passed away this week. And
R.I.P. So
very, very tough news. And how about this? Danny Hamlin and Kyle Busch got in a wreck last week. And instead of fighting it out, they shared a beer. How
if frat. Those aren't white guy wow. names, that I don't
is,
know what
that's
it is.
What I just call that frat. Yeah. You share a beer after a wreck. Anyway, this week we have the final race at Homestead, the championship four. We have Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, and Martin Truex Jr.
Those are the only people racing?
Those are the only people can win, who can win.
Oh, okay. The but highest, everyone else still
Jesus,
drives,
are
right?
Are you going to have a 4-man race?
Pass the red man. I don't
Come
know.
Come on, man. Even I knew that.
The God, highest I thought 4 people were going to go around the track.
I thought it was like a stoplight
Mario
situation.
We got Mario Kart
They're just
here.
Drag racing.
We do have the highest finisher will win the championship. But yes, Sterling, anyone can win the race.
Neat. That is neat.
So they can still win the prize.
That's neat.
You still win a prize. So it's a participation trophy.
Gotcha.
Clay Vegas, who is your pick for this?
This guy has been a longtime NASCAR driver. He's a 38-year-old young man. Goes by the name of Martin Truex Jr. Just an overall good guy. And I mean, I'm not picking Joey Logano or Kyle Busch because one's from Vegas and one's from like Wisconsin, so I can't do that.
You just picked a hockey game.
Yeah, which is in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want? Come on. Vancouver or Wisconsin?
Where's Truex from?
Truex is from New Jersey.
Okay.
Ha-ha.
Okay.
Yeah. So Martin Truex is going to win this. He's going to take it easy. Excited for him. Excited for the 78 car and the Lowe's Pat's Blue Ribbon Rolling Rock car is going to roll real good.
Hashtag Clayton is drinking a PBR
brand,
as we speak.
Brand loyal.
2 for $3.50 brand at the loyal. Gas station.
Hey,
how about you, Brett? Who is your pick this week?
I hate Clayton. He stole my pick.
Oh, that's why I didn't say it.
But I got Martin Truex as well. He's going to ride that number 78 Furniture Row Racing Toyota team straight to the finish line.
Furniture Row Racing.
This is the last season for them, and he's going to go out with a bang. Truex takes it, but I think Kyle Busch is going to come close, and he might wreck a few people on the way.
You
but
know he will.
He's not going to. He'll finish top five, but Truex is going to take it home.
As a guy who knows nothing about NASCAR, I'm going to jump on the Truex bandwagon. I'm going to go ahead and give Sterling a Truex pick.
No. I'm taking Lewis Hamilton or Sebastian Vettel, if that's okay.
They wish they could make it in NASCAR.
Get serious. That's real driving.
They drink milk after a race.
Do they even turn the steering wheel in NASCAR?
Yes, you actually turn it the wrong way when you're going left. You actually turn it right to keep the balance.
Drum roll, Trevis.
That's dirt track, Clay.
Drum roll, Trevis.
Hey, who would know anything about
who's
going to
win the race, Trevis?
This is easy pick. Put your money on Kevin Harvick.
If you can't hide it, you go Kevin Harvick.
But don't bet on it.
Don't bet on it.
Yeah, we probably should qualify everything with don't bet on it because we don't know what we're talking about. Although, if you look at last week, our parlay did hit, hockey hit, pod unanimous picks, both of them hit.
Woo! You'd be rich if you listened to us.
So we're gonna take a short break and then we're gonna come back and kick it to You guessed it, the National Football League. So we'll see what happens. Stay tuned. We are back for the final segment of today's show. We've got some NFL matchups that you are dying to hear. We're going to kick it off first with Bucks at Giants. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Giants. We got Giants at -1. Trash matchup. Two teams that are really struggling right now. Over under is set at 52. And Travis, what do you think about this game?
I tell you, this is just a travesty of a game. Mm. It'll be on Fox, but you'll probably have to go to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch it on Fox because it's not going to be on your local channel. There is just, we got Fitzmagic versus Eli.
And no free ads, by the way.
No free ads. Nope. They do have wonderful Buffalo shrimp. I will say, though, this game to me just screams over. Like, everybody else in the world is going to say under. Yeah. Everybody's going to say nothing's going to happen.
It's a trap.
I'm taking the over in this, and I'm going to load up with Giants and Buccaneers in my DraftKings Millionaire Maker.
Did you get that free ticket from this past
Two no free ads from Travis. DraftKings, if you're listening, we are looking for sponsors. Feel free to give us a call.
And Buffalo Wild Wings. Those boneless wings, though.
Oh, wow.
The mini corn dogs.
Parmesan really garlic.
I'm a mini them wings.
Mini corn dog guy for sure.
Mini corn dog guy.
Definitely. What do we think, Brett? What do you got?
Oh, God. Like
that was the groan of a man that hates chicken buck skins.
I think we all feel the same way. About this Bucks game Giants. That excites anyone. I mean, flip a coin, Buccaneers, I guess.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Was that an official a Buccaneers?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
The Buccaneers have not been eating any W's this year. Jameis been
a lot of crab legs, though.
Spending the first three games of the year for touching a female Uber driver inappropriately.
Hasn't been there? Am I right?
Is that what happened?
Sure.
Came back and lost his job back to Fitzmagic. I'm with Brett. This game, Buccaneers +1, sure.
For the record, since this is a podcast, Adam has at numerous times over the past decade insinuated that Brett kind of favors Eli Manning.
Do you look like Eli?
Has he not said that?
No, it was Sergio Garcia, but
yeah, Sergio, I see.
Look, I'm going Eli and the boys of the Giants because again, like last week, I said the Giants have more playmakers. Bucks quarterback situation a little unsettled. However, I'm sure Eli will let me down, but I'm still taking the Giants at -1, which is essentially a pick 'em. I think Saquon Barkley has a big game, but this game is like yuck.
Yeah, big time yuck. I'm gonna jump in. Bucks at Giants is trash city. I guess Saquon, he's the best player in the game. He's the only player in the game with any future, maybe. So Giants -1. I guess I'll take that. Ugh. Moving on to a game that slightly matters more. We've got the Houston Texans at the Washington Redskins. Redskins at +3, over under set at 42.5. Clayton, what do you think?
I like this game. I think this game could be fun. Washington first NFC East at 6-3. NFC East isn't the greatest, conference, but they still lead it. Texans started 0-3 on the season, really slow, but they've won their last six games to get them to 6-3.
Yikes.
Lots of star power on that Houston Texan team.
A lot of Gamecocks in this game.
A lot of Gamecocks. Yeah. You're talking
on both sides.
Actually, a lot of South Carolina connections. Deshaun Watson, Nuke Hopkins, Clowney, Jonathan Joseph. How that guy's still playing in the league.
DJ Swag Swearinger as a Redskin.
There you go.
Man, that guy leads NFL. He leads NFL in interceptions. In interceptions, sure. Peterson and Alex Smith, I feel like it's like time machine. Like we're back in
AARP cards.
2011. Like these guys, Adrian Peterson is all of a sudden good.
Josh Norman.
Josh Norman.
Oh, wow.
Greenwood.
Yeah. So I like the Texans in this game, -3. Texans are just really hot. And, I'm always a believer of just ride that horse. As long as he's winning, just keep riding it. Texans -3 for me.
I'm not going to say I'm a Deshaun Watson fan because that might have some Clemson allegiances, but I think he plays well in this game. That's as far as I'll go. I think Nuke is too good, and I think he burns Josh Norman several times. So I'm going to go Texans minus three, but I think they win by double digits.
Yeah, I think Texans offense is, I guess, not unleashed in some scenario. Deshaun, prior to his injury last year, was really lighting it up. I think he's still a little tentative right now. I think the further the season goes on, the more that they're going to open that up for him. And I definitely like him against the Redskins. Dan Snyder is a huge piece of shit. The Redskins don't even like going to their own games. There was players in the media talking about that they like playing on the road better than playing at home this week. I think DJ Swearinger actually was one of them that said that.
Two spoons.
I'm going to take Texans. Redskins do not have a home field advantage. Their field is basically FedEx. Like playing in a sandbox. Give me Texans all day.
This is ridiculous that everybody's picking the Texans, but I'm going to stay on that train. Alex Smith is maybe the most boring quarterback to ever play the game. Yeah. I mean, he's just so vanilla. Nothing about him excites me. He just checks down every play. It's boring. Texas wins going away.
Going away.
Wow. Going away.
Love it.
Washington's beat some bad teams by very little. They have a record that's fooling people. I think they'll finish the season on a losing streak.
Smoke and mirrors team, huh?
I tell you, this one here, the Redskins, 6-3 against the spread.
Yeesh.
At home. I've got the Redskins. I just feel like they're going to pull it out this
taking
week.
Taking the dog. Mm-mm. Is that a money line pick?
Yeah, because they're plus three. Yeah, I think they're going to pull out the win too.
Not a big deal.
Moving up. Hot pick here would be the over as well.
Oh,
just for the record.
That's not on record, but it's for the record. It's not on record, but it's for the record.
Just a throw in there by Brett for all the degenerates out there. Let's move it over to the NFC North.
Halfway decent matchup.
Norse, as some call it. Bears, Vikings. This is quite the intriguing matchup, in my opinion. Soldier Field at night gives the Bears quite a distinct advantage.
Do we have a weather update
even if
coming?
You throw it, I got it right here. Bear weather, baby. Temps in the high 20s at kickoff.
Burr.
What do we think about that? You think Minnesota?
A reason.
Yeah, you think Minnesota would be fine, but Minnesota's playing inside
in a dome.
You know that's all good and fine. They're in Minnesota. It's cold, but not at game time. Bear weather is a thing. Bears play better at home in horrible weather. To me, guys, this game is about two things: which quarterback is coming to play, and Khalil Mack.
Give me Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But give me the over.
Khalil Mack absolutely harassed the Lions last week.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely harassed them.
Good player.
He's playing.
He almost murdered a guy.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the clip where he pushed the tight end out of the way.
And then bulldozed
the tackle, I think, that maybe it slipped back. And
basically
then,
a
and
mutant.
Then still threw Matt, I've almost said Matt Barkley, holy Lord. Still tossed the QB straight in the dirt. Stephon Diggs, injury issues. That's going to hurt the Vikings a lot more than people think. Minnesota's also coming off a bye. Let's see if they can, you know, maybe heal up a little bit. I don't think it matters. The Bears at 6-3 still have something to prove. They have to win a game like this for people to believe that they're really a playoff team, in my opinion. And we've also got the 4-4 Packers that are there every year after the middle of the season, they make a run.
So the Bears have to keep up, is what you're saying.
The Bears have to pad the stats if they want to stay up in the division.
They can't lose
the
game.
Aaron Rodgers is going to make a run. I'm going to call it right now. He does it every year. They're going to win six of the last eight or some wild shit that's going to. The Bears need to pad it. Kirk Cousins not a big game guy. Trubisky and the company is going to get it done. Give me the Bears all day. Minus three at home. I'll take that.
Travis, gimme.
I tell you, this game to me just feels like a game where there's going to be no scoring. I just feel like there's no scoring. I've got to take the under 45.5. And how many times do you think they're going to show Brian Urlacher in the
with hair? With hair.
With hair. Hair. Are we going to go over 3.5? We'll take the over on that.
He's going to be there, I'm sure.
For sure.
He'll be there.
Of course.
So, by the way, real frat guy. Real frat.
Urlacher?
Yeah, Urlacher, real so. Frat.
You trap.
Did I say the over? I'm taking the over on this game. Kirk Cousins, over. I'm not willing to say the Vikings are going to win or cover, but I will take the over 45 and a half.
I'm going to, once again, hate to agree with Adam. Yeah. I always 45% hate to agree with Adam.
Thank you.
But the Bears, they just, I feel like they're a team full of nobodies, but they're solid nobodies. They're the best nobodies in the league.
The best nobodies in the league. That's a line.
You heard
right,
it here,
that's
boys.
A line right there.
They have a
You'll
solid.
See that I mean, on Twitter, hashtag.
Shane Falco.
The defense, though, they're very, very strong. One of the best defenses in the league.
Khalil Mack's a good player.
Pretty surprising.
Khalil Mack.
I mean, he's a one-man wrecking crew.
Josh Tillman still there?
I'm taking the Bears.
Peanut. No,
Bears sorry. At home, cold weather, all day. Give it to me.
I loved it, Brett. I loved it so much.
Maybe I'm not a believer. I don't know. I'm just not a believer in the Bears yet. Kirk Cousins coming off a bye. Guy's been scoring a lot of points.
You like that.
Everyone likes that. So, short and sweet. Vikings plus three for me.
I don't understand why Kirk Cousins gets so much love.
I think Kirk Cousins
if he was
is a really
that
good
quarterback. Good, why would Washington not pay to keep him?
He fills the stat sheet because up a little bit and people get a little.
I think with garbage points.
I think
garbage time.
I think he kind of
never won a big game.
Jerked
never.
Around.
Never.
He won a good playoff game.
He won
the
playoff
year.
Game last year with the last second pass.
Pretty good throw to Diggs, no?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Was it not?
I mean, it hit him in the chest.
The Saints, dude.
It must have been against the Saints since Brett's
it,
discrediting
was,
it.
And he just let him go because he was a dumbass. Everybody saw it.
All right.
Kirk Cousins, 2,600 yards passing already, 17 touchdowns this year. They're not a bad quarterback.
Wow. Clayton pulling stats.
He's not
in
a bad
mid-podcast.
You like that.
Let's go to the final matchup of our NFL slate this week, the one everybody is interested to see what happens. We got Chiefs versus Rams. Rams are minus 2.5, over under set at 63.5. This game probably wasn't easy to pick in the first place, but we're at Estadio Azteca
Mexico
in Mexico City on Monday Night Football. Huge matchup.
Huge.
Sterling, what do you think?
This is a big game. Intriguing for lots of reasons. Side note, little footy note, Mexican national team plays
what
here.
What do you know footy
this,
for Sterling?
This Estadio Azteca, known for 1986 World Cup, the Hand of God goal by Diego Maradona.
The only thing that made him famous.
It was. Now he's
that
a great
crack
player.
Cocaine.
Absolutely
cheating,
phenomenal
cheating.
Player. That game, Argentina beat England in the quarterfinal. But back to the game, probably two of the hottest teams in the NFL. I think we can all agree there. Two of the better quarterbacks, young and up-and-coming quarterbacks.
Maybe even a Super Bowl preview.
I think so. Great game.
Is this a possibility for a Super Bowl?
This game, though, to me, is one of those games where the over-under is at 63.5, which seems like a lot of points. Neither team has a home field advantage. Both teams kind of playing out of their element in Mexico. I'm going to go with the under here rather than the Rams giving 2.5. I picked the Rams to win, but I'm going to take the under on record.
Sterling, I think you're right on the under analysis. The Chiefs, who have been lighting it up all year, Pat Mahomes, is nobody expected what he's doing. They didn't score a whole lot of points last week, and Jared Goff has had – some trouble against some defense.
He just lost one of his best weapons in Cooper Kupp with the ACL.
Yep.
They
got an L. They got an L in New Orleans, and then they didn't look too great this week.
You don't have to draw a picture, Dan. A win is a win.
I'm just saying they're not murdering everybody like they used to. I like the under, but I'm gonna say the Chiefs. Andy Reid maybe has one or two more weeks before he starts burning all his timeouts in the first quarter and blows it. We'll see.
That's where I'm leading with this. We're in game 10. We'll be in game 11 of the season. There's 16 games in the. Andy Reid is bound to start doing something stupid. I mean, Mahomes playing out of his mind. Tyreek Hill, he's working cameras in the after touchdown. His celebration this past weekend was nuts. Working the camera, video camera, getting all those guys. I'm never going to bet against the best player in the NFL. Todd Gurley is the best player in the NFL. Should win the MVP over Mahomes. I don't know why anybody would ever think different. I love the Rams. I only have to give up 2.5 points. Might be a mortgage pick for me. Rams.
I think I agree with the Andy Reid analysis, but if this were the playoffs, I certainly would be going against that. But But here's a stat for you. Rams 4-6 against the spread. Yeah. Chiefs 8-2.
Ooh.
Cooper Kupp out. I got the Chiefs in this one.
Or as we say in South Carolina, Cup.
You guys know, you've ever heard about Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods, right?
Yeah, they're okay. They're stagged. They're okay. Not.
So one player is not going to be there.
Under.
Rest of their season.
Take the under.
Well, yeah.
And by the way, I'll say it, Cooper Kupp's white, so.
Oh, I mean, my God. Wow.
That is analysis, folks.
A wide receiver.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that podcasts are free with that kind of analysis.
Well, this one, you know what this one's going to come down to, boys. It's going to come down to the kickers.
Yeah. Oh, Greg the leg.
It's going to come Zerline? Down to the kickers. Listen, Estadio Azteca, 7,200 feet above sea level.
Lack of oxygen
thin,
there.
What do we got?
Thin air, okay.
Thin
Lack
air.
Lack of oxygen there.
Okay, the ball's going to fly. Ball is going to fly. And I know I called the Browns last week. Oh, with Britton Colquitt as the punter.
The guy gets one cricket segment and he's
guess who the punter is for the Chiefs?
A Colquitt.
Dustin Colquitt.
Another one?
Another one.
How many of these sons of bitches are
another
there?
So
one.
Many Colquitts. They're everywhere. But
don't want to see them.
I also called Zerline hammering them home last week. He went 3-for-3 on field goals and 3-for-3 on extra points. Lots of points from a kicker.
Guy's got a niche.
It's just going to be a battle, boys. A battle. But the spread's 2.5. Kicker's going to get 3 points. Rams by 3.
Mm, wow.
You know what? A lot of kicker, that leads me to believe it's going to be an under type game, yeah?
We get it, Sterling. You picked the under.
We understand that you have the under.
We got it.
I'm just saying.
I might have to actually stay up for this game, too. I'm usually in bed by 8:45 on Sundays. So
that Monday night crew leaves a little
sturdy desire. Monday.
Oh, cannot wait to hear all the vuvuzelas in the crowd, too. Yeah.
And the
good God,
green lasers in people's eyes.
Are they really going to do
it? It's going to sound like a beehive.
It. Oh, my God. We're going to go on here to the podcast parlay of the week. We did this last week in our debut episode.
1-0.
We picked a 3-team parlay. We have
the Georgia Bulldogs.
Georgia.
Ohio State Buckeyes.
Ohio State.
And the Chargers. Phil Rivers got it done.
And it hit, no sweat. If you bet it, congratulations. If you didn't, shame on you.
There it is.
Ooh.
That's the signal.
Brett,
that's
signal.
The signal.
For Rusty.
Signal the pod parlay of the week. We've got one for you this week. I guess we're just going to talk it out live here. I think we should probably get West Virginia.
Yeah, definitely.
I think everybody loved West Virginia.
That's a unanimous
pick. Smoking Oklahoma State.
That was a unanimous pick.
I think we have to maybe ride my guy Clay Vegas.
Batting 1,000.
He called in last week on speakerphone like a chump.
You got to ride me like the red mule that I am when I'm hot.
Clay gave us the Canucks on Saturday earlier, and I don't know.
Give me the under. Guys, I'm all about the under right now.
Sterling in this.
Under on the Rams game,
give me the under. Under,
Brett,
under.
Can we do the under?
I mean, the under works just due to the kicking. I mean,
under.
There's going to be a lot of overthrows in the passing game just because that air's so thin.
And so we throw it straight over the mountain, man.
Didn't we decide that this like the almost
we're
one of the biggest
need a
over-unders
we're
in NFL
need a meteor,
history?
Yeah, we're going to need a meteorologist soon on an episode.
Aren't most games in this stadium like 3-2 or 2-1?
Good point, Trev.
We'll go with the under there.
Smart man.
That's true. 5 would get the under. Yeah.
Let me just drop a quick fact about the Estadio Azteca.
Love a factoid.
Stadium capacity, 87,523. Uh-huh. That's an average-sized stadium.
Yeah. Not in the NFL. That's a big
record
NFL
attendance for a football match. 119,853.
Okay. So they're like crawling.
Would they stand on top?
Pack them in, boys. In a boxing match, most all time, 132,247.
All right, incredible. So they're going to be everywhere.
They're going to be crawling, boys.
Okay, and this is a huge matchup too.
So nervous.
Hopefully they plug it. I know the NFL is quite the shadow organization, so hopefully they'll have some advertising in Mexico there.
NFLA.
Yeah.
LNFL.
Cultural appropriation.
All right, alert. So recap the pod. We got, the parlay of the week. We got West Virginia, the Vancouver Canucks, and the Chiefs-Rams under.
Bet on it, though.
Yeah,
don't bet on it.
But if you did, if you did last week, you might have done pretty good. So we're gonna use that here and close the podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. give us a 5-star review. Leave us a review if you think we're good.
Or if you think we're shit. I mean, yeah, we like that too.
Either way, we're open to all feedback.
Follow us on Twitter. Don't bet it. Don't bet on it. Pod.
Don't bet on it. Pod on Twitter.
At.
What a great follow. This past weekend, we had some great footy and NFL and
gifts and, like you read about.
Yeah, constant updates on what we picked, rubbing it in your face if you didn't take our picks. So we'll see you next week. And thanks for tuning in. And as always, have a great weekend.
Well, remember the guy who was a football star? He had it made with the ladies, but he never got far. 5 years passed, now he's gotten kind of fat, working 8 days a week.